Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to have John Healy, Vice President of the Data Center Group and GM of the Data Center Network Solutions Group with us. Welcome, John.
Hey, hello, Allison. Good to be back on again.
So, John, for those who haven't listened to your previous episodes on Chip Chat, do you just want to tell the audience quickly about what your organization is responsible for?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. And we're part of our data center business within Intel. And I've been responsible for the last while for the work we're doing with our partners and our customers in helping them to implement network solutions that are really targeted toward the transformation, this move toward network virtualization and software-defined everything. And actually, Allison, I'll just note that in the last week, we made an expansion to the charter, and I'm delighted to be leading our software-defined data center activities now, which is inclusive of a broader remit across all of the infrastructure, network storage, and compute resources. Similar kind of direction, but a broader scope now, which I think is very exciting.
Now, your team has focused in on the concept of a solutions portfolio. Tell me a little bit about that and why this is important in terms of Intel's efforts within the data center arena.
I think of it like a continuum. For a long time, specific to the network, we've been working towards helping to transform the network into virtualized, software-defined, more automated, more DevOps, frankly, driven over time. And obviously, that's a unique set of technologies and a whole range of opportunity and benefit that can be achieved. And the primary motivators have been, how do we take advantage of these sets of technologies or changes within the network to create new services, new business models, and in many ways to create for operational efficiencies? But with that comes a range of complexity. If you think about how a 5G network is now starting to evolve, the concept of resource allocation through network slicing, and you start thinking about each of the individual networks, whether it's a comms network or an enterprise network or a cloud network or an IoT implementation, all of those come with a unique set of challenges which create for the implementers a range of issues to go and manage. Now, add to that new service deployments on top of it, and there's another range of complexity as well. So what we decided we should do is, because we'd been working for quite a long time and continue to with our partners, we said, what if we extended upon the work we were already doing to create a portfolio of very targeted, more integrated, and more vertical market aligned sets of offerings that help them to take advantage of how each of these different technologies and assets can come together to solve for specific business and network implementation use cases. And I know the term use case gets a little bit overused, but I think of it as there's a specific set of functionality I'm trying to implement in the network. And can we, working with our partners, produce a better integrated way of doing that, and then from that define a recipe or a blueprint that, if repeated, allows for a predictable implementation for the next person coming down who's trying to solve for the same set of challenges? So that's what we call our solutions portfolio. They are very targeted across each of the different vertical markets, the different network types, and they're solving for the implementations of specific sets of functionality by working across our partners and with our end customers and how they can put those together.
Now, when you and I have talked historically, we've talked a lot about the comm service provider arena and core telecom networks. You just described a much broader purview across the Internet of Things, enterprise, and cloud, as well as comms. Where are we with driving virtual network implementations across that entire arena, and what kind of solutions maturity do we have?
So we've actually worked through a number of interesting challenges that different markets face, and I'll give you an example. If we thought specifically about how do you address, say, the monetization or the return and the value from transforming the infrastructure, we think of it in two kind of veins. One is there's a direct path where you're truly looking to monetize the asset itself and generate a service based on that asset. And then there's a kind of an indirect path that people talk about where they say, yeah, it's a cost avoidance or a cost saving. Now, each of the vertical markets, the solutions that we're working with our partners on are focusing on differing aspects of both of those environments. So in the enterprise, we've found that there's a tremendous value in moving towards a micro-segmented approach to implementing. Think of things like security implementations or security functionality to manage east-west traffic across the enterprise, across the data center. proprietary offerings tended to do that in a more peripheral manner and deploying their security applications maybe toward the edges. But being able to do that across the data center in a more distributed way is really effective for them to create a more operationally cost-optimized implementation. And so we've done that. We've actually produced micro-segmented-based east-west security functionality deployments, and we've been able to publish those as a set of blueprints for the market and see real value achieved as a result of it, and both benchmarks and cost optimization metrics derived from it. On a path to doing that, we looked specifically at the value and the ability to implement container-based implementation, because micro-segmentation benefits so much from that as an implementation scheme. But we realized that a lot of the market was struggling with how do you put this together and how do you do an implementation. So we worked at creating a bare metal base, a container implementation that truly took advantage of the server platform's assets and was optimized for it, and then create an experience kit as the solution offering, so that as a implementer of one of those micro-segmented services for the enterprise, you have a kit that brings together not just a implementation reference, but a whole range of demonstrations and implementation assets and collaterals upon which you can leverage the work that we've been doing. And a lot of this involved work we did directly into extending Kubernetes to make it more network aware and more network friendly. And then in another case, we've done work with cloud service providers and truly on helping them to monetize the assets within their data center infrastructure, because there you have a real direct monetization value. They're looking to monetize the assets they deploy in the data center, like, and they really track things like processor core utilization and assignment of application to cores, so they are ensuring that they're getting maximum utility from it. Now, in enabling that, they have a challenge to make sure that the traffic management and the network application management is optimized. So we focused there on a more direct support to data plane performance optimization around virtual switching. And as a result of that, produced a set of solution collaterals to show how taking advantage of the data plane development kit, DPDK, and the enhancements that we had enabled for virtual switching can be deployed to truly optimize their core utilization in how they manage the distribution and management of the traffic. So in that case, you're creating an environment where that matured solution supports monetization of the assets directly to their customers. And in the other example I spoke to in the enterprise, it's about, you know, improving upon the operational efficiency of the management of their network application from a security perspective.
What other ecosystem players or open source efforts have integrated into the solutions portfolio that you've been assembling?
OS vendors, the IS vendors who are building many of the virtual network functions. In every case, we're working across a range of commercial partners and commercial product offerings, such that what's truly enabled is a deployable solution.
Where can folks find out more about the solutions portfolio and tap some of these valuable assets that you've been talking about today?
So the first place I'll point them is right to where we're publishing a lot of the collaterals, and that is in the networkbuilders.intel.com, in under the network technologies, and many of the experience kits and the solution collaterals are published there. And that's the first place to look.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a real pleasure talking to you, as always, and hope to have you back on the show soon.
Absolutely.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.